This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
No lead changes, no ties in this one, but all Miami. Here comes Wiggins, crossing midcourt, crossover dribble on Moody, down the lane, kicked it over to a wide-open Hero, but he hits a three at the buzzer. That's good, and it's going to be a 17-point deficit for the Warriors going into their locker room.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
I don't know if it's happy, Tim. That was disappointing, to say the least. Tim wanted the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors can't beat the Heat. Miami 112, Golden State 86 in a wire-to-wire victory in Jimmy Butler's return to South Beach. Andrew Wiggins' first game against the Warriors since that trade. And I don't know if you can have a dagger, Joe Shasky, as I say good morning to you. I don't know if you can have a dagger at halftime, but that felt like it with that shot. Tyler Hero, he was a baller. He's been an all-star this year. We saw him at Chase Center for the All-Star Game weekend. He won the three-point shooting contest. He got whatever he wanted to in the paint. Bam Adebayo. This kid, Khalil Ware. This seven-footer, just incredible size and athleticism from the Miami Heat.
I brought him up yesterday.
A team, by the way, that had just lost 10 in a row just a game ago, where Andrew Wiggins had to drop 40 in a win against the Hornets, who stink, so they were able to salvage that. But this Warriors team now has lost three of their last four to teams that we would not consider very good or great. You lost to a Nuggets team that, albeit is a three seed right now, didn't have their two best players in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You lost to a Atlanta Hawks team that has a couple games under 500. They're battling to get out of a play-in scenario. That was your first game on this road trip. And then the second game on this road trip, after you have a couple days off, so maybe you're just saying, oh, cross-country travel, tough game, the Hawks have had a couple days off. Well, you had a couple days off. You know, you were getting your coffee, your cafecitos, whatever you're calling them. You're playing dominoes if you're Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. We heard all the rhetoric. We heard all the talk from Jimmy. You know, I don't know if you watched or heard any of the comments prior to the game, Joe Shasky, of the TNT broadcast, because it was a national broadcast. I know they get blacked out locally if you're watching on NBC. But Taylor Rooks, who obviously does
didn't
work.
Didn't see any of it.
Okay, Taylor Rooks.
I watched multiple pregames back and forth, and then right when the game's about to start, it just goes black.
Taylor Rooks reported, obviously, for TNT. She's a broadcaster for them and reporter, from Jimmy Butler saying, quote, "I have nothing to say to Pat Riley, and Pat better have nothing to say to me." And that was heading right into the game. I was like, oh boy. And then you saw the video montage, and it was a mix of cheers and boos. And then immediately when that ball got into Jimmy Butler's hands when the game started, the boo birds were out, and I think it shook Jimmy Butler, and I was very disappointed in his performance
even
yesterday.
Even if I just throw all that narrative stuff to the
side. Bad game from start to finish for the Golden State Warriors.
Bad.
It was inexcusable, actually.
No, it's a completely unacceptable effort level for me. Coach, players, outside of the second unit, like Gui Santos playing his heart out. I thought Buddy Hield played his heart out, even though it wasn't the most efficient game for him. I thought Kuminga had moments in this game. Outside of that, not a lot to be excited about. And I'm going to go to the two top dogs, all right? Jimmy and Draymond. And I just thought that their effort level on both of these road games, Atlanta and Miami, was just unacceptable. If you're the leaders of this team and you want to be categorized as a superstar, Jimmy Butler, you got to bring it. Shoot the rock. Let's go. And I knew right away, and this goes back to the coach, because it's all of these things. It's never one thing. It's never just the players or just the coach. It's everything in totality. Spoelstra was like, oh, you're going to play GP2? Well, we're going to treat three guys on the floor like non-shooters. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and GP2. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful design by Eric Spoelstra, who is still a great coach. At times, he started the game off Bam Adebayo on Jimmy Butler. Sag off him, dare him to shoot anything outside of the paint. We are not going to let you dig into the paint and get to the free throw line. Then, at other times, they had Ware guarding him, the 7-footer, who is an unbelievable athlete. And then when Ware's guarding Draymond Green to start the game, where do you think he's standing? You think he's coming out onto the perimeter? No.
They dared him to shoot.
Exactly. And then
0 for 3, by the way, for Draymond
Green. I listened to Steve Kerr in the postgame, and honestly, my head wanted to explode. It's like, look, you can play GP2 for long stretches alongside Curry, who commands double teams, who commands coverage. Okay, I get it. But niche players like him don't work when you don't have the dude out there, as in Steph Curry. And I love GP2. We all do. And this goes back to, we can't just run, read, and react when you don't have the actual personnel to run it. Let's run some sets. Let's run some real sets. How many shot clock violations or near shot clock violations or just pathetic end of the shot clock attempts did the Warriors take yesterday?
I mean, Jimmy had to do that. Jonathan Kuminga had to do that. Pods was chucking left and right. Moses Moody had a poor performance.
Pods had an awful game.
Both Moses Moody, Pods. At the half, as they were down 17 points, the starters combined for the Golden State Warriors, that's Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Gary Payton, Moses Moody, and Brandon Podziemski. You know how many points they had, Joe Shasky? 10.
Yeah, it was bad.
10 points combined.
But in this game,
10.
When they go big, long, and athletic, you can't go short.
No.
You can't go short. Like, I know everyone's going to lose their minds on Quentin Post's defense. Did you see Draymond's defense?
Did you see Eddie?
He got bodied yesterday by Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
Bam bodied him.
Got Bam Adebayo'd.
What the play of the game for me, this just signifies kind of where they're at on the road trip. I know everyone wants to point to JK. I don't want to hear a word about Jonathan Kuminga this morning. This game is about the stars and the team. This is not about Jonathan Kuminga, who played well. I don't want to hear it. Like, I really don't want to hear it this morning.
It was okay.
Podziemski was awful, and that's okay. I like Pods. He's been pretty good for a long stretch. He couldn't hit anything yesterday. Moses Moody on Andrew Wiggins is a mismatch for Andrew Wiggins on both ends of the floor. Did you see the activity from Wiggins?
You know, if you just look at the box score for Wiggins yesterday, you're like, oh, it was 10 points, 5 assists, 5. No, but he was active. He was energetic.
How many shots
he was feeling
did he contest?
Great. No, his defensive work was insane. Moses Moody, 0-for-9. From 3-point land yesterday, but you mentioned Andrew Wiggins.
Buddy Hield outplayed Moses yesterday.
Two steals and 3 blocks for Andrew Wiggins yesterday.
But yesterday was a game, and look, if Moody's not going to be able to find his shot, he's going to have a tough time getting more minutes.
Correct.
All right? And I didn't like the matchup Moody on Wiggins. I didn't like it on both ends of the floor. Defensively, he was getting blown by, and then offensively, Wiggins was all up in his stuff. Like, how many shots did Moody get that were tipped by Andrew Wiggins? Multiple. So this goes back to, you got to go with the offense when you're playing the three non-shooters against Miami, and they've got the big slogs in there, you're playing into their hands. And that's why Kerr is a brilliant coach. I understand all that. But when you don't have Steph out there, you can't just run the same niche players out there. You need to amend what you're doing. Run some sets. How many times did we see the ball stop in someone's hand? And again, not Kuminga, other people, right. And they have nowhere to go, and we're settling for a bad fadeaway shot.
It was bad.
I mean, we had a 5-second violation, we had multiple 24-second violations, and we had 1,000 bricks. I mean, we were building a church out there.
888-957-9570. That's Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. We're here all the way up till 10 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. We're fired up for this game. And I wish the Warriors were a little bit more fired up for the game yesterday, because I felt like at times talking about the game and then what I saw early on, that we, the fans, and we, the media, were more fired up for the Jimmy Butler revenge factor than I think Jimmy Butler was. I don't know if it shook him. I don't know what it is. The video tribute, we're going to be talking to Anthony Slater, who was there at the game, covers the team for The Athletic, and is our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. He's going to be joining us at some point today. We're still hammering out of time there because he's out in Miami. The effort was unacceptable. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing the dealer. And I want to hear from the fans today, because you've seen two back-to-back games. All that goodwill that you had on that homestand, Joe Shasky, to go 6-1 on that homestand, it almost feels like you threw it all out the window with these two stinkers on this road trip.
Yeah.
A crucial road trip. They have 10 games left in this regular season, Joe Shasky, and they're clinging to that sixth seed right now.
You can lose games, Joe.
If the Clippers win tonight, real quick, the Clippers win tonight in New York, they're the sixth seed and you're in play-in.
No, but I don't have these grandiose, the Warriors are the Thunder. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I understand where they're at in the season, right? Now, and the playoffs are a different beast.
Do the Warriors realize where they're at? That's what I want to know.
No, but Joe, that's my point, is you can lose games. You can't come out flat multiple games in a row on the road, knowing where we are in the season, where you are in the standings, and knowing who's not playing. And it's like I'm looking at these minute allocations and these substitution patterns from Steve. And look, Steve called the timeout early on. Draymond got hit in the face. He called the timeout. Where's the sense of urgency? Come on, Steve. Like, come on, get some offense in there. Get Quinn Post out there. I know he's going to get cooked. I get it. But I got to drag Ware out of the box. I got to drag Bam Adebayo out of the lane. I got to get some offense on the floor. When Steph Curry is not playing, Kevon Looney, GP2, they are treated as non-shooters and teams don't guard them. When you're playing Pajemski heavy minutes, teams are like, okay, I dare him to shoot. And I like Pods. But when he isn't hitting, there is no offensive flow. And that goes back to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, you can't just wake up in the third quarter down 17 and decide you want to play. The play of the game for me, and it's going to be lost on a lot of people, because they did battle hard at times.
They cut it to single digits late in the third quarter.
In the third quarter. Draymond Green is guarding Bam Adebayo on the first possession of the second half, full court, and he thinks he gets an 8-second violation, which he was playing great defense, and then stops, turns, and just yells at the official.
You gotta play
and Bam Adebayo blows by him. No one stops ball, and he gets a dunk in the lane.
Yeah.
It's the first play of the second half. What are we doing? Buddy Hield had an outplay to Moses Moody in that game yesterday. If you watch the first half, it was like, hey, you got to give Buddy some run here. He's the only guy who's actually taking shots deep. He's not hitting either. But you know what? Buddy had a little left-handed layup. I think he needs to play over Moody. Form matters. We cannot be coaching these games like we're a 65-win team. You have to coach these games and play who is on fire. You don't have Steph Curry. You can't run your normal rotations. You can't run your normal offense. Look, this is players. This is coach. This is the whole philosophy. They sleptwalked through that game. It was unacceptable to me. You can lose. You can't lose that way. Back-to-back games.
Let's call it what it is. Outside of Stephen Curry, they do not have a good offensive, consistent threat on this team. There's just not a single one.
So did Draymond show up on this trip?
He has two points for Draymond Green yesterday. You've been high on him as a scorer.
But I'm going to be real with you. Bam Adebayo took his lunch money. And these big athletic guys, and you saw Ware do it again. This is what 7 guys in a row who are big, long, athletic jumpers just give them problems. So the only way to combat that is you have to either A, get them in foul trouble, or B, spread the floor.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say it, it's kind of why I scoff at it, but the fact that we were just, the discussions the last week have been Draymond Green, DPOY. when they've had these stinkers against the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon,
Okongwu,
tapping it, man.
Okongwu, OG Anunoby, Carl Anthony Towns.
All these big guys.
Yeah. Just go right down the list.
Yes.
We haven't shut the faucet off on any of those guys. Bam Adebayo got any shot he wanted. And you know what the flaw in his game is? Offensively in the half court.
Right.
And you could have fooled me because he looked unreal. He looked like a gold medal Olympian yesterday. Did he not?
He did, and he is one. And 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. I didn't even know he had a three-point shot. And he started seeing it, obviously, in those gold medal games in the Olympics back in Paris. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the barrier for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. 888-957-9570. The Warriors have started this road trip off 0-2. No Stephen Curry. We were all talking about this road trip heading into it. Oh, no Steph, no problem potentially. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. No, it's been anything but a blessing. It's been a curse without Stephen Curry. It's been bad without Stephen Curry. They need him back badly. When I saw that he wasn't playing in this game, when I saw that news, I was like, oh, this isn't good.
Starting lineup was so important.
Like, and he could say, oh, yeah, spoiler alert, Joe. Yeah, no Steph is going to be a problem. No, but everything baked into this game, I thought, you know, he was a full participant in practice yesterday.
I know.
I thought it was going to be Steph. That he felt something that wasn't quite right. Dr. Rick Celebrini, who's obviously the head trainer for that team, said, no, maybe one more game. Give him all this week off, basically, heading into New Orleans, and we'll see where we're at there. But they lost this game. And you know what? Jimmy Butler, you could poo-poo Heat culture. You can call it overrated. That was a Heat culture win yesterday.
That was their finals, Super Bowl, everything. Yes.
No. That is what I come to expect from Heat culture and from Eric Spoelstra. Yeah, they're 31-41. They're not doing anything in the playoffs this year. But you know what? The Warriors need to keep winning games, and the Miami Heat knew that, and they stepped up. Alec Burks stepped up. Kyle Anderson, who we all kind of laughed at Alex and forgot. Burks. Kyle Anderson had a good game. Davion Mitchell. Yeah, we remember him with the Kings. He had a great game. Every one of their players stepped up when they needed to.
What, he hit 3 threes yesterday?
Two for two, but it felt like three.
I don't think he's hit points. Three all season.
He had 7 assists. He was,
he was awesome.
What,
he was
great. 6 foot, but the dribble drive penetration that I saw from him,
totally
he was getting buckets in the lane. I was like, the size is a problem. The lack of athleticism is still a problem, and it's heightened when Stephen Curry is not there. Like, I thought, again, going back to the Jimmy Butler angle and all this, like 12 field goal attempts, and I feel like I keep saying this in the losses, like, you need to shoot more, Jimmy. I need to be more from him. Like, I need to, like, everyone keeps saying, no, Kuminga needs to put the, no, Jimmy Butler.
Stop bringing Kuminga up.
Jimmy Butler is the guy
Kuminga
on this team.
Kuminga was, this thing that we're just going to pick on Kuminga. Kuminga was the, Guy Santos, Kuminga, Buddy Hield. If I hear one person crush those three after that game, you weren't watching.
How many times did Buddy?
I'm sorry.
How many times did Jimmy Butler get to the line yesterday?
Not enough.
Once.
Yeah, not enough. And your shot, you're talking about shots. How many of those shots came at the end of the shot clock where he was kind of forced to shoot? Jimmy, shoot the rock, doggy. Yeah. Let's go. Shoot the rock. But I'm not here. I'm telling you, like, I, honest to God, my head will explode. If I take a Kuminga call this morning from this audience, I'm going to lose my mind. It's okay. Bill Walsh is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Would you agree?
Yes.
Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells owned him. That happens.
Yes.
Sometimes, you lose 3-0, which literally what happened, you know, back in the day. Like, sometimes you lose 10-6. That happens in the NFL, even if you're the greatest offensive mind of all time. Eric Spoelstra is an all-time coach. They know Jimmy Butler better than anyone. They treated various lineups, whether it was GP2, Ann Looney, or whoever out there, Kuminga at times out there, but particularly any Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and then GP2 lineup, they treated it as three non-shooters. I dare you to shoot from the outside. And you know who else they treated that way? Podziemski.
Yep.
Because they put Tyler Hero on him, and they said, we dare you.
In a game like that,
they couldn't hit anything.
In a game like that, Joe Shasky, not to cut you off, Brandon Podziemski cannot be leading my team in field goal attempts. Like, I'm sorry.
He had a layup.
16 field goal attempts for Brandon Podziemski.
He's been great for about a month and a half.
That can't be. Not with Jimmy Butler there.
Joe, he's horrible.
That can't be.
What was Steph out? The big thing for me is, like, I get the Jimmy Butler angle. Steph's out. I need you to do more. And when you are going to, you know, stick your chest out and tell us how great you are.
And I'm going to chuck when Steph's out. He said he licks his chops, remember? Like, that's what he said. Like, I'm going to lick my chops.
Well, he got a lot of good looks. And but also, defensively, he got cooked. Because he was the guy on Burks early in the game. And I said it yesterday. People kind of laugh. I'm like, Burks is a warrior killer.
Killer, yeah.
This dude hit everything yesterday, and guess who was guarding him, right? There's two ends to the floor. So everyone wants to talk about Quinn Post and all the times he can't play defense or when Kuminga falls asleep or whatever. My starters were getting bodied defensively. That's who was getting bodied.
I mean, it's a simple question right now, 888-957-9570. Has the start to this road trip, like bad losses and blowout losses to the Atlanta Hawks and Miami Heat, like, has this tempered your expectations on what this Warriors team could do going forward? 888-957-9570. Like, it's for me, you could say, oh, it's without Steph, so no, it's different. No, but it's really, like, magnified just how Steph reliant this team still is.
No question.
So if Steph has a bad game in a play-in or a playoff scenario, I don't trust anyone else to step up right now, which is a problem because I thought Jimmy Butler was going to be that guy. And let's call it what it is. He has not shot the ball well at all since coming here.
And what
he has not been efficient at all.
What did Miami do? We're going to put Ware or Bam on you. We're going to sag.
We're going to clog the paint too. And they're going to say, you know, we're going to have size against you in the middle, and you're not going to be able to get the free throw 100% line against us. We're not going to fall for any of these pump fakes that you're going to do. We're going to have the Wares of the world, the Adebayos. Like, we know you, Jimmy. We know what you make your bread and butter. And again, you're talking about Steve Kerr not being able to adjust.
Well, it was all of them. To me, that was a team loss.
I'm comparing the head coaches in this one. Eric Spoelstra took Kerr's lunch money yesterday. Absolutely.
He did.
And who can you say is the more talented team between the two? Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, Bam Adebayo is a very good player.
They've got
a lot of talent.
But you know what
they have? But they also lost 10 in a row recently.
But Joe, you know what they have? The guts to draft back-to-back-to-back athletic bigs.
Yeah.
And play them. How old is Ware? What is he, 20?
He's super young.
20?
Sure.
Yeah. And he's playing them. And he's raw, and he's rough around the edges. He's going to make a couple of bad mistakes. But you play him. You play him through the mistakes because you want to reap the benefits of the development. We lack an athletic big so bad. How many games in a row? And again, we all love Draymond. He is undersized and out-athleticized against these guys. I don't even know if that's a word. Against these other dudes.
You make it
OG, Cat. Okongwu, Aaron Gordon, now Bam Adebayo. Where? How many times do we need to see this in a row?
So what you're telling me is on Friday when they take on the New Orleans Pelicans, hammer all the overs on Zion Williamson.
Probably.
Every single one.
Probably.
Triple-double, all of it. Zion. By the way, Zion's got a goatee now. He's a different guy. It actually slimmed his face down a little bit. I'm all in on the Zion Williamson.
Joe, when you lose a game this way and the focus level, and you know how important this game is,
it was
for layers of reasons.
Unacceptable.
That's the kind of loss that makes me think you could lose a play-in game like that.
They've never won a play-in game, by the way. I'll just keep saying that. They're 0-3 all-time in play-in game scenarios. So, yes, you would like to stay out of that.
I'm so disappointed in the team.
And I want to hear from the fans.
You can't lose that way.
I want to hear the fans. 888-957-9570. It's all about y'alls and your calls today. 888-957-9570. That's the same number, by the way, to call or text. So you can do both. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
And the other pastor, I watched Trey Lance run 15 times. I've never seen Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy have 15 designed runs.
So there you go.
In a game. So, like, I think all the good coaches, you know, switch things up. And, like, what drives me insane about watching the Warriors is that, yeah, when you have Steph Curry out there, running the read and react and the motion offense makes a lot of sense. It's impossible to guard. And for teams defending it, you know, it opens things up for the others. Mm-hmm. But when you don't have that player out there, your identity needs to slightly alter. No one's saying you can't run elements of read and react, motion, things like that. You've got to run some more sets. And this is where I do get very frustrated watching Steve Kerr, because he insists on specific role players that really do work alongside Steph Curry and specific half-court offense that works with Steph Curry, but clearly is much more difficult for some of these other guys when he's not on the floor. And you saw it yesterday where obviously the Miami Heat were like, we are going to dare any of you to shoot from the outside. There's two or three guys at any given five-man lineup that you're going to run out there. And there's not that one singular guy that we need to hyper-focus on getting the ball. And what's going to happen to your offense and all that read and react and all that motion? It's going to get congested. You're going to settle for outside shots, which you can't hit. And you're going to settle for late, bad shots, turnovers, etc. How many good shots around the rim did they generate yesterday?
Oh, I can't think of any.
When the Warriors are humming,
Jonathan Kuminga was literally trying to just get anything around the rim. Kuminga, and he was missing, but he hit a couple.
He hit a big three, actually, late in this game to cut it to single digits.
Yes.
You know? And so, like, Is Kerr the end all be all as the greatest coach? No, he's a great coach.
He is.
But these
and we've
are the
given him
things.
His flowers. Let's real quick. We've given Steve Kerr a lot of flowers. So we'll do both sides here. Okay. Like we'll give him his flowers when the team's doing well, but we'll call him out if it's not doing well right now.
Exactly.
And this road trip against Oshaski, it's like the Hawks stink. The Heat stink. They're not very good. 124-115 the loss in Atlanta. If you want to blame, and Steve Kerr said this, cross-country flight.
No,
the Hawks
I don't want to hear it.
No, that's what he said on Saturday. What's the excuse for yesterday?
There is none.
There's no excuse for what happened yesterday. No Steph Curry. Yeah, there's no Steph Curry. But you know what? You need to be more innovative. You need to do something. Someone needed to step up yesterday, and you thought it was going to be Jimmy Butler for all the talking and all the chirping he was doing. You know, Draymond Green is hyping up. Yeah, you know, he's really looking forward to this. He's been really quiet about it. I think he's going to be on 10 in the game.
Show
Draymond Green, you're doing a lot of talking too. You show up in that game. No one showed up in that game except for Gui Santos, quite frankly, and maybe Buddy Hield. And even Buddy Hield didn't have that greatest performance.
But this goes
Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and their live working rooms yet. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today, Joe Shanks.
Like, the first quarter, to me, like, you could tell right away, we're really congested offensively. I mean, yeah. You called the timeout, it was 5-0. And we were lucky it wasn't 20-0, if we're being totally frank with it. There were turnovers, it was sloppy, you could tell it was very congested. The first substitution, okay? The first substitution, I'm just looking here on my sheet. First substitution comes with like 7 minutes to go.
Carter, by the way, real quick, printed out like 18 pages for you of every single substitution that happened to the game.
Well,
so.
Because it was driving me nuts. It was driving me nuts. Like what a coach can do. Look at in basketball, there's probably more, like the players can run whatever they want, but the lineup combinations you put out there, like that's about feel and you know, what's going to work and strategy and things like that. And sometimes you pull the trigger and guys just don't perform. Like, for example, Moses Moody's been playing really, really well for a long time. I could tell early on the Moody-Wiggins matchup was not a favorable one for him.
Wiggins had
his number.
He has not been playing well the last two weeks,
though. No, I thought
he
turned the corner had a little rough patch.
Let's keep, since the Denver game, 9 points, 7 points, 4 points. Yeah, 20 points in a loss, and then 7 points yesterday. Remember, like, the double-figure Moody thing for a long time, but he's cooled down, and he has not been efficient at all. It's not been good.
But I'll give Moody this. I don't think it was a great matchup for him. I don't like him on Wiggs. No. Laterally, I don't think he moves as fast as Wiggs.
He had some moments where there was the backcourt violations. Yeah, there was a couple of those. Like,
no
he
doubt.
Had some moments early on in the Wiggins game, but Wiggins' size is going to be... And Wiggins
it affected his shot.
It did. And Wiggins, like, it's again, you look at the box score and you say, Andrew Wiggins, didn't have the... No, but he was getting what he would want. And the assist total for him, 5 assists for Andrew Wiggins, like... He was active there, and then on the defensive end for Andrew Wiggins, he just made it a nightmare for everyone.
He was contesting shots everywhere, and that's when you don't have a primary guy for him to guard, he's allowed to kind of like play all over the place and play whoever he wants. The first sub that they made was Buddy Hield for Pajemski with the 7-minute mark. It was 6-11. They were lucky it wasn't 21-5. I mean, or 21-6.
It felt like that. It felt like it should have been that.
100%. Yeah. And then, as I look at all these substitutions, they actually gained some steam when the second unit was this, okay? Hield, Pods, Kuminga, Post, Gui Santos. They cut it down to 8. They cut it down to 8. Then they sub back in to start the second quarter, Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. And what ended up happening? Well, we cut it to 3. We're right there. And then, in a blink of an eye, we're down 12. The blink of an eye, we're down 12. So we could talk about the bench players all we want. We could talk about the primary guys, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, Pods. They didn't play well. They just didn't play well.
888-957-9570. We have Ted and James. I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. But the question is right now, the start to this road trip has been ugly. How concerning is this? Is it no Steph, no problem? Or is it... Yeah, no Steph in a big problem right now for the Golden State Warriors, as hopefully Stephen Curry returns on Friday against the New Orleans Pelicans. This team is so Steph reliant, and I get it. You take any superstar away from their team, it's going to look different. I'm not here to say that the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing anything in the playoffs without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, Jason Tatum's hurt right now for the Boston Celtics. Are they going to win it all? Probably not.
Without Tatum, it's going to be really hard.
It's going to be very difficult. Like, the Lakers without LeBron, they have struggled. Like, yes, teams are going to struggle without their superstars. It's the offensive production, though, that is glaring without him. Offensive rating with Steph is the 6th best in the NBA. It's 117.3. Their offensive rating without him is dead last, 105.2. That is awful.
No,
it can't be that big of a drop off. It just can't be.
Would you agree to give them some like a leeway here? Their offense outside of Steph is not great.
It just isn't. Well, they don't. That's the thing. And like,
I'm talking about the personnel. Personnel.
And that's why I have a hard time. And I talked about this last week with you, Joe Shasky. Like, I have a hard time thinking about this team going on any deep run when I know on any given night, like, people outside of Steph just aren't going to be showing up offensively.
No doubt, but
like it's fun to celebrate Quentin Post when it's going on, but like yesterday he was 1 of 5, 1 of 4, he had 3 points. Like we can celebrate it when the things are going well.
He barely played though.
His shot wasn't there though, and when it feels in a game like that when Post is hitting those threes, it's so heightened. Yeah, I'm relying on Quentin Post, who's been a pro for a couple of months now.
See, I don't even like think Post. I go Draymond has been a scoring phenomenon as of late. Well. Draymond doesn't score without Steph on the floor. It's so much harder for him. And like that's a guy like he is elevated by Steph Curry. GP2. It might only work in Golden State alongside Steph Curry. I mean, how many other locations is it working for GP2?
Well, no, they immediately traded back for him. I don't think it was working in Portland. Let's get to a call here
before we hit the break.
We got a couple of them. No. And I want to hear from the people, and you're on fire right now. Joe Shasky, 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. Ted is out in Petaluma.
Hey, Ted.
Petaluma Ted wants to get involved here. I'm disappointed too. Ted, are you concerned about that loss and these two losses on the start of this road trip? How are you doing this morning, man? Teddy!
I'm doing great, first of all. Second of all, I love the energy. The only thing I need in the morning is a cup of coffee and all this energy that you guys put out on my 1 hour commute to work.
Thank you, brother.
It is the morning roast. Yeah.
And with regard to your question specifically, is it a big problem? No. Is it a problem? Yes. Without Curry. I think the main thing that I wanted to call about today is pods. Finally, for the first time, you guys, I feel, are critical of Pods. Up until now, I think you guys have completely been giving him a pass. You have been so critical of everybody else, Kuminga, everybody else you guys are super critical of, and I think you've given Pods a pass. I don't think he's ever been great. I think he has moments of goodness. But he also has shown much weakness. He's never stepped up to me. And I think the other thing about it is the arrogance that he kind of moves with, conveyed with the fact that he's not that good. He's never been to me. But and coupled with you guys have given him a pass up until today. The first time I think you guys, in my opinion, are revealing him for what he actually is. He is not going to be that dude following Curry or anything else.
No.
He's not the future cat for the team. And that's just my opinion about Pods. And I think back to your original question, I think it's a problem, not a big problem, but a problem playing without Curry.
I agree.
I think but real quick to defend ourselves, Joe Shasky, we have said and talked about opposing teams hunting Brandon Pajemski like defensively. Like we have said,
but he's offset it with some of his offense as of late.
Again, I'll say all that. But the efficiency has not been great for him. Even in some of those wins that they've had against Milwaukee, against Toronto, when he's had 17 and 15 respectively, the efficiency has not been great for him. And that's, you know what? And we'll be fair there. It's not like we're acting like Brandon Pajemski is the next best thing. Like, his future in the NBA is probably a bench role guy.
But
like, he's not
problem.
A starter.
But right now
he has to be.
The coach is infatuated with him at times. And I do find it baffling. Like, to me, he's a seventh man. He's a sixth man, an eighth man. Like, for right now. Now, look, you could always ascend down the line. I always leave that open. But he's a backup point guard. And we are hell-bent on trying to prove that he's a starter. And I'm like, no, he's a backup point guard. That's what he is. And he sees himself as much more, and I understand that. And that hubris is what's going to help get him into the league. It's what's going to help carry him. I understand that. He can't defend anyone. He's a liability at the top of the key. And when you don't have rim protection, you are allowing free dribble drive penetration, which completely destroys your defense in the half court. And it makes it very difficult for everyone else in scramble mode. And if you're not going to hit open shots as a facilitator, his passing is kind of all over the place right now. Great. There's two plays back-to-back. He had an air ball finger roll, like a foot away from the hoop. And then he gets into the lane, and he has the same kind of little push shot, And instead, rifles one to Quentin Post. And I'm listening to Bob and Coletta, and they're like, well, you know, Post did have Davey on him. Dunk! He can touch the net! Just throw it up! Just put it up! And
Davion Mitchell is 6 feet tall. There's a foot difference between Quentin Post and Davion Mitchell. We're up against Joe Chaske. I know.
Shoot the ball!
I know.
You're at the rim!
I know. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The Sweet 16 is at Chase Center, Joe Chaske, this Thursday. And former St. Mary's player and USF coach Todd Golden in the Florida Gators take on Maryland in the first game, and John Calipari's Arkansas Razorbacks take on Texas Tech in the second game. Go to chasecenter.com/events for your tickets. It's Spadoni, it's Chaske. Your call's next, 888-957-9570. Heat 112, Warriors 86. First two games of this road trip have not been pretty. No Stephen Curry, and you're 0-2. Let's get into the Jimmy Butler angle and all this. We hyped up Jimmy Butler, the media, everyone was hyping up as this revenge game. Well, the only team that got their revenge was the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra and company. We'll break it all down on 95.7 The Game. Because the Warriors' offense has been offensive, if you will, Joe Chaske. And yesterday, it was a Heat culture win to me, as Jimmy Butler was poo-pooing the entirety of the Heat culture with a lot of the comments he was making prior to the game, leading up to the game. That was a Heat culture win when I got guys like Alec Burks making plays. When we know Alec Burks well, but let's be honest, it's Alec Burks. He's not a starter on most teams, and he started yesterday. 5 of 7 from the 3-point line, 17 points for him. Khalil Ware, big 7-footer, 14 points. God, the guy was, you know, dropping the ball mid-drive, picks it back up, and just has an incredible layup there. It was just athleticism, size, the handle, the touch. It was great. Davion Mitchell off the bench, 32 minutes for him, 12 points. Their guys stepped up. The Warriors guys did not, and that was the difference in the game yesterday. When you did have Jimmy Butler, and there was this quote-unquote revenge game factor, and you know what? He shrunk up yesterday. Whether it was the tribute, whether it was the fans, you know, booing him when he got the ball ad nauseum yesterday, I don't know what it was. But he shrunk yesterday. Draymond Green shrunk yesterday. And the Miami Heat played like the team that wanted revenge more.
You know when they were at their best? When Dre and Butler were off the floor. All right. No, like, and then, look, that happens. And I think that sometimes we overthink things. And I get why you want to go back to the well. This game was so important. I would have rode out as many combinations that were clicking as I possibly could, given how clunky it was. So they're down basically 15, and they're trying really hard defensively in that third quarter. They're down 15. And then the Looney, Santos, Pods, Kuminga, Buddy Hield unit. Looney, Santos, Pods, Kuminga, Buddy Hield unit ends up cutting the game in the final 3 minutes or so of the third quarter to an 8-point game. Kuminga hits a big shot on the wing. They cut it to 8. And the coach decides, and he's going to sub back in Quentin Post, take Pods off the floor, even though Pods wasn't great.
Yeah.
GP2 in for Santos, and then puts Draymond Green back in for Looney. And almost instantly, Davion Mitchell bangs a three. They hit another bucket, and you're down 13. Then you start the fourth quarter, and you got GP2, Butler, Draymond Green, that combination. You look up, and 2 minutes up, you're down 17.
And that was the game.
100%. But my point is this. Ride the hot hands. Yesterday, look, I know. I'm not here to say that Guy Santos needs to play 25 minutes every game, but when a guy's got it going for whatever reason, and he's being honored as a shooter, and he's knocking down shots, ride the hot hand. Just ride the hot hand a little, all right? And look, the blame isn't on just the coach. Dre and Butler, as premium players making premium money, who are putting out premium content online about them laughing and yucking it up, with Cuban music in the background, playing dominoes.
It's a bad look.
You better show up.
It's a bad look.
You better show up. And look, anybody watching that game was like, yeah, it's not Moody's night. It's not GP2's night. Like, that happens. It's okay. But Jimmy and Dre, I get going back to them, they didn't have it. And I thought that Jimmy in particular, it was shocking to me to see this team play better with him off the floor.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Anthony Slater joining us later in the program. covers the team for The Athletic. He was there in Miami. I want to kind of get the lay of the land down there and the atmosphere and what it was, because, you know, it came across as contentious a lot of time from the fan base, and rightfully so. We were talking about it yesterday, Joe Shasky. We knew the Miami Heat fandom, you know, was there going to be some cheers? And yeah, there were some cheers at the video, but there was a lot of boos.
Every time he touched it.
There was so many more boo birds out when he was touching it, and you felt it more. When that Miami started getting those big leads, and they started feeling it, and they smelled blood in the water, if you will, that fan base, they were letting Jimmy hear it, and they were not happy with how things went down last year. And yes, you can sabotage your legacy in a span of a 6 month period, and he did that the last 6 months out in Miami, whether it was with Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, it was everyone, and they let him know about it. Tyler Hero had a great performance. We were talking about him yesterday, him having no hard feelings.
It looked like he didn't want to be in the building.
Yep, the plus 33, Tyler Hero, he was incredible. He was an all-star this year. He was great. Bam Adebayo, like, again, that entire team.
Wait, buddy, Tyler Hero was what?
He had plus 33.
Well, I mean, look,
20 points for him, 7 assists, 4-4. And again, I said, I don't know if he can have a dagger in the first half, but it sure felt like that 3-point shot to the buzzer beater to end it. That felt like a dagger.
And it felt very personal, is probably strong, but it felt really important from Bam and Tyler Hero. You could hear they were jarring as they were going back to timeouts, and at the end of the half, like, yeah, that's right. Like, this game meant a lot to them.
Yes.
And
they took it personally. How could you not take it personally with everything that, like, when he was coming back, when he was talking on the court? And again, Jimmy Butler's here. We're not, this is Jimmy Butler as a Warrior, but there's a lot baked into yesterday's game. And Jimmy was a part of all of that narrative, and he was speaking to the media about it leading up to the game. And for him to have that performance, it was disappointing, to say the least. And I know the fans are disappointed.
Young guys not showing up in Miami, veterans have to show up in Miami. I don't want to hear it. And, like, again, you said Tyler here is a plus 33. Well, I'm listening to Steve. And again, I love Steve, but I'm sorry, dude. You started GP2 to guard Tyler Hero. That's what he said. I wanted to have him on Tyler Hero. It got cooked, and you kept going back to it, and it wasn't working. I love GP2, but he's the kind of player, he's a niche player, right? Like, what's the guy, Tony? I was talking about the Chiefs earlier. Like, so there's Patrick Mahomes. If Curry is Patrick Mahomes,
right?
Kadavion Tony, or whatever that guy's name.
Kadarius Tony.
Only works with Patrick Mahomes.
And even then, it didn't. He kept dropping the ball.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it only works with Mahomes. That's the way I view GP2. I love GP2, but he only really works alongside Steph Curry. You can only get away with it for so long. When Steph's not out there, they're like, I dare you to shoot.
Well,
and he gets none of the easy buckets in the rim.
That's back-to-back games, Joe Shasky, that are concerning to me. Those shifty, and Trae Young, similar to Tyler Hero, a little smaller, obviously, but those shifty guards that are quick, the lateral quickness, they could do the dribble drive penetration, they can knock down a three-point shot. They have killed the Warriors in the past, and they've killed them in these first two games of this road trip. Again, that goes back to the defense. The Moses Moody's of the world, the Brandon Pajemski's of the world. Hell, Jimmy Butler didn't have a good defensive game. Draymond Green didn't have a good defensive game. The defense did show up, and if the defense is not going to show up, I know the offense is already going to be a struggle, but if you're not going to defend at a high level, then it's going to be a very long night.
But Jimmy didn't take on any, like, this is the other part. Like, I love Jimmy, right? We all like Jimmy. This is great. Doc, take on an assignment. You took on where to start this game? Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Look, we're guarding Jimmy Butler's going to guard a 7-footer who's going to jump through the roof. What are we doing? Come on, dog. Take on Wiggins. Get Moody on somebody else. Like, take on Wiggins. What are we doing here?
Let's go to some of the calls, Joe Shasky. Let's go to some of these calls. 888-957-9570. By the way, Anthony Slater is going to be 8:30. Slates, can't wait to talk about him. He was at the game in Miami, and there's a lot of onions to peel back, a lot of layers to these onions to peel. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? James is in Vegas, has been hanging on tight. What's up, James? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to say that, like, I don't have nothing against Pods, but his ceiling should be, like, the eighth guy in a rotation. And then I think it was you guys who asked him when he came back from the injury, why is your side hitting? And he said, because of rest. He don't even want to play this much. And now we got to overplay Gary Payton on Hero because Pods already got fried by Trey. The only reason why Trey didn't have 50 that game is because he wanted his guys to eat.
Because everyone else was trying to get 50. It's a good point, James.
Yesterday's a great example. And look, I like Potts, but yesterday he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Look, you have the guy on the roster.
Thanks, James.
Give Pat Spencer a couple minutes. No one's saying you got to play him 40
minutes.
They
gave him six.
But But Joe, you're looking for a spark. Like, these games are precious. The minutes and runs.
We know that. Do the Warriors know that these games are precious? Because they went into them like they went into these games like they are the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you're not.
But that's my point.
You're not.
And that's where, like, to me, like, you look, every time Pat Spencer's played, even if it's a couple minutes, he gives me a little spark. And maybe it's a minute. Maybe it's 2 minutes. Like, no one's saying it's a 20-minute run. I'm not saying, like, hey, that game was won and lost on Pat. But Pods doesn't have it. Let's put Pat Spencer out there. He's a little more athletic. You know, he wants to get in the lane. Like, let's just see if it works. You owe it to your team. Just tinker a little.
Steve Kerr, after the game, clearly not their best stuff.
You know, it wasn't our best stuff, clearly. You know, we couldn't make a shot. 9 for 38. They go 17 for 25. I just give them credit. You know, we played very poorly, but, you know, it's not like, you know, we were throwing the ball around the gym. We had some shot clock violations because they played great defense. We didn't connect the game very well, and they just lit it up. Spo had them ready to play, as we would expect, you know, given the circumstances, you know, with Jimmy coming back. And they were ready, and they knocked everything down early, and we missed everything, and we were playing upstream the whole game.
I guess my question is, why weren't they ready for this game? No, like what's legitimately, like, I would have followed up with Steve Kerr, why weren't they ready for this game? What are the excuses?
You knew
you're not going to have Stephen Curry, so, and not only are you the sixth seed currently, you're clinging to the sixth seed, trying to stay out of the play-in. All the urgency needs to be there in a game like this after you just got humbled against an Atlanta Hawks team that you might feel is beneath you. No team is beneath you right now. I get it. It's been very fun in the Jimmy Butler era. There's been a lot of winning, but you have dug yourself a hole prior to Jimmy coming here that you can't have room for error at this point. There are 10 games left in the regular season, Joe Shasky. 10. 10 games. And right now, you are a half game lead over the Los Angeles Clippers. And again, I said it earlier, if the Clippers win tonight in New York City, they're the sixth spot in the West. And where are you? The seventh seed.